It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
So you said Albo was down here.
Yeah,
Anthony
Saturday.
Anthony Albanese, federal Labor leader, was here on Saturday. Well, at some point across the weekend, he also caught up with, on Saturday. As
it
well.
Was busy
so after
Saturday.
After he was here, he must have gone back up the highway and caught up with Dan Andrews.
Right.
Right.
A little powwow.
Yeah, and apparently they used to. Did they used to live together? Is that a thing?
What? Were they bros?
So Albo tweeted, "Great to catch up with my friend and former housemate, at Daniel Andrews MP, who cooks a great barbecue."
Mate, right? You'd have to get the questionnaire out, the 97 questions the Liberals are doing, getting it onto Labor.
Find out what's
what are
in
those
his history.
Stories?
Yeah, what did they get up to?
Any foggy glasses happen at your house parties?
They're politicians, so either it'd be, what if it's foggy glasses?
Like, I don't know, I'm just painting a picture.
I was like, oh God, I don't get the reference. Stop down,
like
hang on a sec.
Like steamy house party.
Anyway, apparently, look, here we go. While he was travelling in Victoria over the weekend, he pledged the federal Labor government would partner with Victorian State to upgrade Barwon Heads Road.
Yeah.
Promise more local jobs, quicker commute times, and a better life for people on the Bellarine.
Good.
But how much fun is that Barwon Heads Road kind of drive at the moment?
Yeah.
Doing just 15 Ks
an
hour.
Good.
Just trying to get all the way to Barwon Heads.
Yeah. Love it.
Must be really nice to commute there on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers. Going out to all of you who have to do that. Anyway, yeah. So they had their barbecue. And look, I mean, the backyard. I don't know if that's...
I've got the article
you've
here.
You've got the article. So have a look at the photo.
Yeah.
So they're standing in front of a garage door and it's like a sandy-coloured brick.
Yeah.
In the corner of the backyard. And
it's
that's fine.
Backyard Australia, anywhere.
It's not super fancy, is it? So Dan Andrews, is that like, I don't know, is that...
Well, he's got a roller door. He doesn't have some fancy, like... But it is in the back, I imagine, of the house.
That'd be the other side of the garage. You'd have the auto roller door from the driveway, and you drive through the back of the. Anyway, so it just looks really like he's got a unit in Thornbury.
Yes, that's what it looks like. Yeah.
Anyway, so they're there, and Albo's taking the selfie, and behind him is Dan Andrews, who's
pretty cute pic.
Got the tongs. But there's so much about it that looks photoshopped, don't you think? In that photo, there's just. Like, what's going on behind... Oh, it's because Dan Andrews got his other arm. He's got one tongs in one hand and his other arm is, like, behind his back, I think.
He's got a plate of asparagus.
Yeah, but that plate of asparagus looks photoshopped.
Well, it's floating. But do you know what I think it is? I think that the plate is on the side of the barbecue, like the little stand,
Sitting
so he's not holding...
Okay,
I thought I was doing some good detective work.
No, I'm with you, mate. Good on you. So... That's not what's got people up in arms. Everybody's like, oh, so fake. Right.
Why? It just looks normal.
Okay, here's what they reckon. Now, if you scroll further down, look at the next photo. I know this is a Daily Mail article, so it's probably hard for you to follow.
Is it a photo? Is it a... Yeah. Okay, I can see some meats on a BBQ.
People are sounding off. If those steaks were cooked on that specific barbecue...
Oh, come on.
How is the grill so clean? Where are the grill lines? And why is it off? Why is it offline? So there's no actual char marks on the... There's five steaks on the actual grill.
Maybe he's cooking it slowly. Oh, let's be clear. Does Dan Andrews look like the type of guy that could, like, kick off a good barbecue?
No, not really.
I can imagine him and Albo taking them literally 20 minutes. Oh, do you have the fire? What are fire lighters? I thought you bought them. Oh, I don't know. Didn't we leave them here when we left them here last time? Yeah, as if. He's probably... There's no fire in there. I can't see anything.
Yeah, so that's why the person's like, why is the barbecue off?
Maybe it was like, hey, we're about to cook up this. Like maybe
they look, to be honest, they look like delicious steaks. They look like they're well cooked.
Oh, yeah.
But they do not look like they're flame grilled. They don't look like
that. So you think that they cook them out, inside on a pan and then thought, hey, this would be a great opportunity. We'll just put it on
Super
the barbecue.
Super relatable. I mean, we would be just a couple of Aussie blokes having a barbecue on a Saturday afternoon.
More relatable is cooking them inside because you've got no idea what to do with a barbecue.
Yeah.
Or you haven't cleaned it in 12 months.
So judge their meat. Tell me, do you think
I don't want to judge. No.
Do you believe?
That is a weird thing to say.
I know.
You've thrown me now.
I realised as it came out of my mouth, I realised how weird it sounded. It was too late. I was already in.
No, stop it. Okay. Stop it.
So you think it has been cooked on the barbecue or?
Dude, you're asking the wrong person. Right. I thought a hot dog and a bloody sausage was the same thing. What do you think?
I think surely I can't believe it's staged. I think it's surely been cooked on that barbecue.
Well, let's call him.
Check it out. Check it out for yourself. Anthony Albanese's Twitter. Let us know what you think. Tom and Loggie's podcast. K-Rock 955. You know, I've been jamming to that. Just cruising around Lara, just cranking a bit of Little Nas X.
Tinny in hand.
So,
and
we're not done.
Ciggy out the window.
No, I'm driving. Jesus Christ. I'm now not allowed to sing it because Indy is, that's her song.
Show her the film clip. She'll love it.
Well, no. And do you know what? This is one thing I will say about Little Nas X. When you hear him on the radio, you're like, that's a bit of fun. And then you hear him on, you hear him on Spotify and you're like, ooh,
woo, the naughty version.
Jeepers.
Yeah.
So I have to sing the radio edit over the Spotify version so that Indy doesn't start yelling out, that's what I ever want. Tom and Loggie's
podcast, K-Rock 955. If the political party as a thing makes you excited and energetic and you think, yes, I want to get involved in a political party, I mean, you might want to listen up, okay?
Oh,
maybe,
mate,
it's a bit niche.
Nothing jazzes me up like the idea of standing out the front of, you know, some sort of polling booth on election day, just wearing a T-shirt and a cap and handing out flyers.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, right, that sweet, sweet dream. Anyway, if you
I'm not going to be representing any sort of political party. I'm going to be handing out like vouchers for Subway.
Oh, I'll take some. Where did you get these vouchers? What did you have to do to get these vouchers, Laura?
You don't want to know.
Well, this is the thing. You're going to have to answer my questions.
Why?
And not my questions three, but a lot of other questions. So political hopefuls vying for Liberal pre-selection in Victoria are going to get asked a little bit.
Yeah.
Of this. I like 21 questions, and they all about us. Except for 21 questions, is actually going to be 97 questions.
Right.
So what they want to know is they're sick of I had to squeeze it in.
That's
such a good song.
That's such a random reference.
I know. It's such a good song.
Yeah.
Basically, they're like, we don't want to be embarrassed anymore by past sex scandals or, you know, photos of you in costumes you shouldn't have been in and all these type of things. So they're like, we want to get ahead of the curve. Mm-hmm. We don't want current affair breathing down our necks. You can tell us in 97 questions what it is that we kind of need to fix.
It's like a background check before they'll let you be a Liberal poly.
Yeah. It includes such things as, you got any debts?
Yes.
Any debts about? What about real estate interests?
No, are you packing any real estate? I am interested in real estate.
Same. But do you have any interest in the form of a portfolio
no,
of real estate?
No, I don't own anything. I'm interested in owning something.
What about dealings with the tax office? Positive or negative, I might say.
I have been audited once. That was scary. Oh, my God.
Have you ever had a traffic offence history?
Oh, not for like 10, 15
years.
Well,
we've all got that.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a protest and, like, more importantly, have you held a placard at a protest?
No, never.
So you just don't care. Oh,
no,
well, that's
I've got too much
see, that
effort.
Was the secret question.
It's too much effort.
In there.
Yeah, okay.
That you don't care.
No, okay.
And it's just really personal questions too. Like, any marital problems?
No, we cool.
Ever been to a sex shop?
Yep.
Ever been to a strip club?
Sexyland are great people. They spend with us at the station quite often.
Love Sexyland.
They're advertising right now. Get on in there.
Get on in and get
and
on.
And go to Sexyland.
You know, have you been to a strip club or a brothel? You don't need to answer these. I'm just reading the questions.
I've never been to the latter, but I've certainly been to, I think...
I've been to a strip club.
Yeah, I think I did.
And I was kind of shocked, to be honest, because we went thinking it would be like the movies, like striptease or something.
Yeah.
Like there would be a dance. Mm. There was not a dance element. There was...
I think the last time I was my cousin's bucks.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting there looking around and being like, I know why I'm here. Why are the rest of you?
Yeah.
What is your excuse for being here? And that's, I think they're the saddest places on earth. They smell like stale tears and shattered dreams.
Oh,
but,
my God. Hey, do you want to hear?
It's just me.
But what about excuses for the last one, right? Mm. Being at a brothel. I remember a guy that I was seeing once told me that he'd gone to a brothel, but he said it was only to have a lemon squash.
Mate, you can pay for anything these days and those girls will do it.
It's your daily on-demand fix of K-Rock's Tom and Loggy. Tom and
Loggy. Now, my fiancé.
Yes.
/ lover, Jimmy James.
Don't say that.
No. Don't you think it sounds weird me saying fiancé?
No. Well, the way you say it's weird.
How do I say it?
Fiancé.
Fiancé.
Don't be weird about it. Just be like, my fiancé.
My fiancé.
Yeah, see? You can do it. Diane's called from Finesford. Morning, Diane.
How are you guys?
Really good, thanks, mate. Can you just say fiancé for us, just normally?
Look, I think she says lover much better.
Thank you. Thank you, okay. Diane. Well,
a lot more emphasis on it.
Yeah, I know. And that's what I'm worried about.
Tom and Logan. K-Rock.